It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
103.9985, MyPigRadio.com, the MyPig Radio Morning Show, and the Morning Show brought to you in part by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. Check out Millway, any one of their three locations, Arkansas Boulevard, Texarkana, Arkansas, Highway 67, or West 7th Street out in Wake Village, Texarkana, Texas, or Wake Village, if you prefer. And then, of course, up in Ashdown, Arkansas as well. And we do have a friend from the community today. It is Josh from the Arkansas State Parks to talk about a very special event that's going on in historic old Washington this weekend. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to have you in here. First, before we get into talking about that, a little bit about you.
Yeah.
Sometimes we try to let people know what where did you grow up?
In Hope, Arkansas.
All right. He's a Hempstead County native. How long have you been with the Arkansas State Parks?
16 years now.
Wow.
And went to school over here in Texarkana.
Okay.
Then where did we go to school?
All right. Yeah. Well, cool. So, local guy, Arkansas State Parks, a veteran.
Right.
While we're talking later on, we're going to talk about all the things that usually go on at historic old Washington
right. That
can't go on right now because of COVID. But we're going to talk about something that is going to happen this Saturday.
Yes.
Tell us what that is.
This is actually something that's put on in conjunction with the Old Washington Farmers Market that they'll be having, and it's called the Watermelon Way Off, and we are an official sanctioned spot of the Great Pumpkin Commonwealth.
The Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown, no.
That's right. I was excited. It's like, so there'll be a pumpkin one next in October? No.
That's a whole other dimension when to try and do pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
But this is an official organization that they have pumpkin in their name because that's what they've been known for, but they do official weigh-ins for all types of fruits and vegetables across the world. They have official database that you put in the measurements, and then at the end of the year, they will then give awards to who has the largest for that year for 2020.
Okay.
And then this case, we're doing that for watermelons.
Right.
So there'll be people entering. We are kind of one of the early ones, and then people from now to the end of October will be entering them all over the world.
All right.
Watermelon weigh-ins.
And is it just local people allowed or anybody's allowed?
Anybody is allowed to this. We've been doing this now. This will be our 10th year.
All right.
And we've had people come from as far away as Georgia.
Wow.
To this, we have people that have already called me. They're coming from eastern Texas, bringing their watermelons.
Yeah.
We probably will have some from Alabama.
Didn't you tell me that Alabama was the winner last year or something?
That is correct.
Okay,
so Arkansas needs to take back the throne there, the trophy.
Yeah.
Correct. And I was mentioning to you earlier was Arkansas with Lloyd Bright of Hempstead County. He used to have the world's record for several years, which is where with Watermelon Festival and everything that happened back. I guess it's been 10, 15 years ago. A gentleman in Italy took the world's record. And the current world record now is by a gentleman in Tennessee with 350 and a half pounds.
Wow.
These are huge. It'd be fun just to look at these watermelons and go, ooh.
Wow.
And these are like babies to the growers.
Yeah.
I mean, they really take care of these. They pamper them.
Right.
They bring them in the back of a truck, all padded and everything.
Oh, sure. Don't want to bruise it up.
Well, you don't want it to burst really over,
Now, one thing they have to do when they turn it in, when they register, they give the pedigree of the watermelon.
Uh-huh.
So they will tell you, they ask, what is the father seed of this one, in a sense?
The one from the package.
What they'll say is like, Bright 255.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is that's from Lloyd Bright's 255-pound watermelon.
Ah.
So all these growers, they're professional growers,
yes,
and they will kind of afterwards buy seeds from each other and swap and do those type things to see. It's its own culture.
Yeah.
Well,
this would be a fun Facebook group to be on. I'm going to find it.
Now, this may be a dumb question.
No dumb question.
Well, yeah, there can be dumb question. Usually the big ones, the ones that you're talking about, the 200 and something, the 250, 290,
yes,
are those generally the red meated watermelons or they grow bigger?
That's correct. They usually generally do what is called Carolina Cross, one that we normally think of.
Right.
We have had someone grow and bring what are called black diamond ones, which are the solid green ones with red, sometimes yellow meat in them.
Sometimes. Okay.
So we've had some of those as well, but usually they're more the Carolina Cross ones that we normally think of.
All right. Well, it wasn't a dumb question.
No, it was a great question.
All right.
We learned so much about watermelon.
Well, we need to know these things. We love watermelons, so we might as well be smarter about them.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. 103.9 and 98.5, mypigradio.com. The Morning Show with John, Anna, and friends. Our friend is Josh from the Arkansas State Parks talking about a big event going on this Saturday. Saturday at Historic Old Washington, you know, the park there, and the city. You're going to love it. It's a watermelon way off. What time does it start again?
11 a.m.
All right. And it'll be located across from the restaurant?
Correct. Williams Tavern Restaurant, right off Highway 278 right there.
All right. All right.
But there's going to be a farmer's market prior to,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, talk about the fact this
That's
is the
right.
final weekend
like the
for the big
whole day. Tell farmer's us the
market.
Whole lineup.
Yes. Starting at 8 a.m. is the Old Washington Farmer's Market. This is basically their final meet for the season,
right,
in a sense, to sell different produce, local produce. So come out and support your local farmers. They have different things. They'll have jellies, honeys, different other produce that is available as of right now. And then also we plan to have at least one or two people selling watermelons.
There you go. Right.
Local produce.
Local Hempstead County
watermelons. Look for fig preserves or something.
Oh, I love fig preserves.
Yeah, somebody let's have fig preserves for
there you
job.
Go.
I need to buy a jar.
You've never had fig preserves on some toast?
Oh.
You ain't living.
Well, I was hoping to have a jar for us on the day after Labor Day.
There you go.
That'll be our breakfast.
All right, sounds good. So they will be selling watermelon, and the restaurant will be open after the event. If you want to have lunch,
that's
which is
correct.
A great restaurant, you got to check it out.
That's correct. And this will all, the event itself will end right around noon.
Okay.
Perfect.
And then you can eat at the restaurant and enjoy your lunch there. I'm telling you, the burger, what was it, the Bowie burger?
Bowie burger.
That's probably what I had when I left there. I don't remember. But I remember it was, all I can remember was it was very, very good.
All right. Yes. Well, we're stopping.
So that's going to be going. And all you're asking people to do is wear your mask, because even though it's outdoors, you are going to be kind of close up.
Right.
Yes,
so wear your mask.
Correct.
Distance as much as you can,
right,
so you can have these events like this and still be safe.
That's right. Exactly.
Like, we're going to resume life.
Yes. Slowly but surely, we're going to resume life in a safe manner.
Right.
And that
That's
just proves that you can have fun and do these events, even during this time, and still be safe. Just do it in a safe manner.
Right.
It must be beautiful weather.
It is.
I think the weather will be nice on Saturday. The temperatures are not going to be that hot like it could be in early September.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
And so it is going to be very, very good. Talk a little bit, just for a couple of minutes, about when you do get to open back up fully, where you have all the great things that people can see in Old Washington. Tell us about some of the things that they'll get to do when they open back up.
What they usually can do is we, of course, have tours of a variety of different historic home buildings that we have that date back prior to the Civil War that you can tour. We have our staff that do a variety of different programs, cooking demonstrations in them. They also sometimes will act out people that lived in those homes and dressed in the period attire, which is a lot of fun. We have our print museum that shows the old printing presses, how they used to work. Weapons Museum is very popular, has one man's collection primarily of over 400 firearms dating from 18th century to post-World War II. Large variety of knives that are made by different blacksmiths from around the country. And then, of course, our blacksmith shop is the very polished.
You get to see him in action.
Spot. That's correct.
And he's ready to be in action.
Yes, he is very much. I was telling you earlier, he got hired right before all this happened. I guess it was back in February of COVID. And then all of a sudden this happened, and he's been chomping a bit, wanting to do a program.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, he puts on the show for him. He shows him exactly how real blacksmithing is done. You get to see it right there in real life, and it's very, very neat for everybody. Kids just, you know, they're all Google-eyed over it, watching the blacksmith at work. So.
Definitely.
Old Washington, as I call it, historic Washington, is a jewel for Southwest Arkansas. Mm-hmm. It really, really is. If you've never been there, especially when they you go
it
to this event Saturday.
Until the 31st, for sure, and we don't know about November.
October 31st,
But when they reopen everything, be sure and go and check this out.
Yeah.
You'll be glad you did. You can make a day out of it and have a great, great time.
Right.
And Anna and Josh from the Arkansas State Park, they're going to play a game right now. And this game, and it's just whatever comes up. And today happens to be Match the Mouth.
I never do good at this game. Hopefully Josh does.
Maybe so. Oh, I'm going to give you a quote from a notable person, either past or present, and give you a list of about four or five names, and you decide which one said it.
Okay.
Okay.
Right?
And I have to admonish Anna not to look at the screen, because that would be cheating.
Right. No one wants a cheater.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Quote, "You're only given a little spark of madness. You mustn't lose it." Did Sean Penn say that? Tim Robbins, Vice President Mike Pence, or Robin Williams say, "You're only given a little spark of madness. You mustn't lose it"?
Who?
Do I need to give you a hint?
Yes.
Think madness.
Robin Williams.
I would say Robin Williams.
Thank
too.
You very much. You are correct.
Give me a hint.
All right. Let's see if you get the second one without a hint.
Okay.
Quote, I like to use the hard times of the past to motivate me today.
Okay.
Unfortunately, he passed away this past weekend, but did Chadwick Boseman say that? Walt Disney, Robert Downey Jr., Michael Jordan, or Dwayne The Rock Johnson? I like to use the hard times of the past to motivate me today.
Well, you emphasized hard, so I'm going to say The Rock.
The Rock.
Yeah.
I would agree.
And you are correct.
I didn't know it. I just went off of the way you said it.
That's right. And you still passed away this weekend.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah, that kind of gave that one away. All right. And speaking of the final one, quote, I started out as a writer and a director. I started out acting because I wanted to know how to relate to the actors. When people ask me what I do, I don't really say that I'm an actor, though, because actors often wait for someone to give them roles. Oh, my goodness. That's a long one. Did Jerry Seinfeld say that? Drew Barrymore, Chadwick Boseman, Susan Sarandon, or Tina Fey? I'll read it one more time. I started out as a writer and a director. That ought to give you a clue.
Right.
I started acting because I wanted to know how to relate to the actors. When people ask me what I do, I don't really say that I'm an actor, though, because actors often wait for someone to give them roles. Jerry Seinfeld, Drew Barrymore, Chadwick Boseman, Susan Sarandon, or Tina Fey?
Well, the only one that makes sense is Chadwick.
Yeah, so Chadwick Boseman.
Because he is writer-director.
Yes.
Correct.
And he is an actor as well.
Right,
so, I mean, he was all three things,
yeah.
Which the other ones, I'm not sure if any of them were.
Right.
I mean, Seinfeld did some directing
and
stuff.
But
he was my close one.
Yeah. All right. Well, y'all did quite well.
Yay!
So congratulations on that great job. All right. Once again, Josh, real quickly, highlight when, what, and where on Saturday's event.
This will be the Watermelon Way Off with the Old Washington Farmers Market taking place at Historic Washington, Arkansas. 11 a.m. is when the Way Off will kick off and last about noon. The Farmers Market begins at 8 a.m. right across from Williams Tavern Restaurant. So come on, come out.
So you can enjoy looking at the huge watermelons that get weighed in. You can also partake in some watermelon because the people selling it.
Yes.
That's correct.
Then, on top of that, you can eat at the great restaurant when it's over. So.
Correct.
It'll be a good day.
It's all a win-win. Hey, Josh, thanks for coming in, and we'd love to have you come back sometime to talk about more events going on at Arkansas State Parks.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.